വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ എവ്രി വൺ, ദിസ് ഈസ് റിമോയ്, എച്ച് ഒ ഡി ഐ എം ബി ഡിപ്പാർട്ട്മെന്റ്, ബി ജെ ബി ഓട്ടോണമസ് കോളേജ്. As far as my experience is concerned, I am 16 years experience in my belt. In 16 years, I have worked with the corporates like HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, and other some of the organizations. Whereas, I went to academics since 8 years. I've been there. And I welcome you to Odisha State Open University. Here, let us discuss about something about marketing management. And today I will discuss about very interesting topic called selling versus marketing. Friends, you might have heard about selling in number of times or marketing number of times. In common people, they believe that selling is equal to marketing and marketing is equal to selling. But in fact, it is not true. It's a myth. But the fact is, selling is a very small part and marketing is a bigger part. And marketing, where we have to do a number of things, and selling is a very small part. And many of the companies, they believe without marketing, they cannot grow. You know very well that in a particular organization, marketing department is one department which generates revenue. Of course, selling is very important and a very significant part of the marketing. So let's compare, let's discuss what are the differences between the selling and marketing point wise. Friends, let's discuss about the differences between selling and marketing. The first point, in selling, company manufacture a product first. They never go for identification of the needs of the customer. They manufacture. But in case of marketing, it doesn't happen. In case of marketing, company goes for the identification or explore of the needs and wants as well as taste and preference of the customers. Then according to that, they manufacture a product. In second point, in selling, just selling merely, it is a process of conversion of the product into cash. What a seller exactly he does? He just makes a sale of a product to make it conversion into the cash, or it is a liquidification. But in case of marketing, it's a process of conversion of the customer needs and wants into a product. That means a company goes for identification of the customer's needs and wants, and it is converted or it is translated into the product which can satisfy their needs, which can fulfill the needs of the society as an individual as well as an organization. And third point, seller or a product that commands the universe of the total process, where customer doesn't have any space. A seller, he commands, or a product. That means there is no scope for customer's needs and wants or tastes and preferences. But in case of marketing, customer is the king. He makes everything. He commands the market. He commands the product. According to that, universe is made. Let us go to the next point, where you might have seen that in case of selling, some people, they will come to you and make a push sell. You remember push sell, where it is just a push strategy, just like making a sell by pushing. But in case of marketing, push strategy doesn't work. It is rather a pull strategy, where a company wants, by the marketing program, people or customers, they will be attracted towards the company's products, or they will be pulled towards the company's product, and the sale is made. This is a difference. Again, in case of selling, is a very important point you have to remember. Cost that decides the price, or we can say that whatever the cost seller is bearing, or it is borne by the seller, that will decide what price or what is the selling price of product in a particular market. But in case of marketing, it is, you know, totally, you know, unimaginable. You can see that customer will decide the price, and the price that decides the cost. My friends, can you remember the magical car of India, Nano, how it was conceptualized? Let's a small thing about that. Ratan Tata was a pioneer of, or who's conceptualized the concept of the Nano. In fact, in India, we'll find that more of the people, or most of the people, they are from the lower middle class or middle class. What does it mean? All those people, they cannot afford cars. Friends, you know very well that for a common man, after a house, a car is the second most desired position. Most of the people, they want a car, but it is not affordable, because all the cars, they come around 4 to 5 lakhs. It is not possible. So in case of Nano, it was seen that a very common man, or you can say lower middle class people, they can afford up to 70 to 80,000 for a bike. So they can go up to 1 lakh or more than that for a car. In that case, you know, it is just conceptualized. Is it possible to have a car within 1 lakh? And it was really, dream came true for the many Indians. And that happened. Here, 1 lakh is the cost. That means if customer is willing to pay 1 lakh rupees or more than 1 lakh rupees, then here customer decides the price, and here price decides the cost. So it is the example of the iconic car Nano. Next, go to the next point. It is just like a selling. It is sales volume oriented, or we can say it's a very short run oriented. It is not a long process. It is only oriented or involved towards the sales volume. A seller is more concerned about how many products, how many units are sold in a particular month or particular week or particular day. They will not bother about whether it has good, bad, or anything. It is just like the thinking about whether the product is converted to cash or not. But in case of marketing, they do not bother about the sales volume. First, they bother about the profit. That means marketing is profit oriented rather than sales volume oriented. As well as a marketing process is very long term. It is not the short term. You might have seen that in case of Jio. Jio had a marketing plan, not a sales plan. And before launching, they have worked for the Jio for last 2 to 3 years. And suddenly they jumped into the market, and you know that Jio brought a storm in the total telecom sector. Even Idea doesn't have the idea that what would happen to them after launching of the Jio, but it had happened. So always marketing is long-term oriented, as well as it is only involved towards the profit or long-term profit, as well as it involved about the survival of a company in a long run, not like just sold today and let's perish, or we'll think about tomorrow, otherwise number of things. So that is the fact. Let's move on to the next point, where selling, in the total process, customer is viewed as the last link. That means if a particular object, particular article is sold, then seller is not bothered to whom he had sold. Just it is sold, forgotten. After that, it is consumed, not consumed, or feedback, nothing will come. But here, customer is viewed as a last link in the process. But in contrast to that, in the marketing, you'll find that the total process, customer views as the first link. My friends, confused? Let me clear about that. Here, customer is the first link. That means a company starts its program of marketing with a particular customer. What a customer thinks, what a customer expects, what a customer really needs, that is the point. So, if we take the example of the cell phones, why cell phone came? And before that, we had landlines. But the problem was, we cannot stay connected 24/7. And for that reason, because it was necessary, by identifying those needs, the cell phone was there. And here, company wants to know what kind of need a customer is having or society is having. And according to that, they will manufacture. And from that, it is a first link from where a particular product is initiated or conceptualized. Friends, next move on to the next topic, selling. The process believes to remain in the existing technology to reduce cost. In case of selling, they will not bother about for the innovation or the greater benefit of the customer. They will simply bother about the conversion of the product into cash. But in case of marketing, always they believed how to go with the innovation to increase customer satisfaction. That means the day by day you'll find, and in recent past you might have seen that technology has been changing very rapidly. The point is every company in a very cutthroat competition, every company is having that kind of attitude to make a breakthrough product into the market where they can serve, they can own, they can attract more customer than their competitors. And here, a company goes for the innovation to increase customer satisfaction rather than conversion into cash. Friends, next point says, selling is just a subset of marketing. Then, marketing is a bigger process which consists of the number of subsets, including selling. So, this is all about selling versus marketing. Those points, I hope it would be instrumental in your career. You'll remember and you'll not go into that fact, that kind of myth where you'll feel that selling is synonymous to marketing. That is not the fact. I have already given the points. You will take into your notes. Thank you very much.